Shakespeare, I think it was, said, "The quality of mercy is not strained. It drops as a dew from heaven." Knew a thing or two, he did. "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." Mercy. Next one that we come to, the seventh beatitude. So this says that you are blessed, happy, fulfilled and satisfied when you are merciful, and that you will in turn receive mercy. It says something similar somewhere else, I think. Matthew 6:12. "And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors." You don't know what they did. Father, forgive them. Mercy, something we all want to receive but do not always pass on. In fact, we rarely pass it on. If we did, there would be no strife, divisions, factions, arguments, unforgiveness, bitterness, rivalry and splits within the church and the family. So busy we are getting the speck out of someone else's eye while we look straight past the log in our own. Consider for a moment the parable of the unmerciful servant. Forgiven a huge sum, debt wiped out completely and goes free. He promptly goes out and beats the daylights out of his own servant for a few pounds. The man completely missed the point. He couldn't see his own sinfulness, and for the small misdemeanour of another, he berated, threatened and beat him. Dreadful, we say. But aren't we just like it? God has forgiven us so much, but in our self-righteousness, we don't see it, we don't get it. So we spend our time criticising and condemning others, unmindful of the fact that we're just proving our own need of mercy yet again. God, you see, isn't looking at the other fellow, he's looking at you. Wretched, poor and blind we are. Having decided that we want to hunger and thirst after the righteousness imputed to us, though, we will be tested, and somehow or other you'll find some really mean people coming your way, which will give you the opportunity to act towards them in forgiveness and mercy rather than revenge. The word will begin to come flesh on you, shredded flesh actually, crucified flesh. To follow the path of mercy will hurt a lot. Satan, you know, offered Jesus a crossless crown. It's going to do the same thing to you, one that didn't hurt. So those people who've been the meanest will be the ones on top of God's forgiveness list for you. The bitterness, resentment and maybe even hatred you've stored up in your heart towards them will be the first thing he wants to get rid of. Why? Because it's harming you and your relationship with him, my darling. Your ability to inherit the kingdom. You won't be free until you release them from your unforgiveness and release mercy. And in order to be blessed, you're going to have to bite that bullet and forgive and release the prisoners you have held so long. Mercy, beautiful word, wonderful to receive, difficult to pass on in our old nature anyway. Which is where the choice comes in again, the old human nature or the new spiritual nature. You get to choose. But remember, please, you won't receive the mercy you need until you forgive and release the other fellow. That's the way it works. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive you your sins. I'll leave it with you.